I need all the men to really buy this brother book, man, because this guy's a serious author.
He's a top-selling author.
Top-selling author.
What
and
bookstores?
He's outside. Hey, can I finish giving the information, please?
Ahead.
Man.
I just want you to make
Sarah's
sure.
Sarah's be hating on the bros. Anyway.
Hating.
This man is also one of the top comedians in the country. And getting ready to do some big things. Please welcome from Chicago's own. You're going to be really proud of this, Chicago. Corey Holcomb.
That's right. Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
Corey, good morning.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, congratulations on your new book. The last book you wrote was about the side baby.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, the side baby book. But now we have moved on as we have heard all this news of what's going on with Mr. Chris Brown.
So what's the name of this book?
Well, from what I understand, Chris Brown is messing around with Rihanna still, but he got the side girl. I keep saying her name wrong.
Karrueche Tran.
Karrueche Tran.
Yeah, Karrueche Tran. And I understand he bought her a house.
Yes.
And it inspired my next book. The name of my next book is called Tending to the Underachiever, because she's not as successful as... What? This is real information that's going on.
She's not as successful as who?
She's not as successful as Rihanna, and you have to tend to your underachieving side chicks. They are important, too. From what I understand, he bought a house that was right next to a Burlington Coat Factory, so you can go in there and get her a couple of Coogee outfits.
Get out of the boat!
So let's try to bring some credibility to this issue. So, Dr. Corey Holcomb, I guess, what do you think, how do you think Chris Brown should handle the situation with the two women without anybody being hurt?
Well, he has to explain to the underachieving woman that she can't expect to get the same amount of things that Rihanna is getting. Rihanna has a lot of things going for her. A lot of guys want her in high positions. But the underachieving chick has to settle for four-cylinder cars and a lot of gift certificates to Sally's Beauty Supply.
So which holidays should the side chick get, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas coming up? Like, should Karrueche get either one of those or one or the other?
As a side woman, you should never expect to hear from the dude that you are with on any major holiday. It's a lot of girls right now, they spending a lot of time with a guy, but they know Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve is out of the question. And that's just something you got to accept until you move your way up to being the number one girl.
And how do you move your way up then? If you're a side chick, how do you move up to be the main chick?
Right.
Well, I'm just saying, in your case, Ebony, okay, you got to do a lot of prayer. You got to do a lot of prayer.
You said Ebony a side chick?
Well, yeah, and it's not her fault. That forehead structure she got always makes dudes feel like they can do better. But she is an attractive woman. She is an attractive woman. It's just people feel like they can do better, Ebony. I talked to a lot of guys that you mess with, and they told me they
Corey,
knew something better was coming.
So, Corey, so Karrueche is a Karrueche Tran is a model. So she got Chris Brown gave her some gift cards to Sally's Beauty Supply. What's some of the things she going to end up getting out of that, Corey?
Well, she definitely got to get some mousse. everything that helps your hair grow is what side chicks should really emphasize
so
on whenever they're in Sally's.
All side chicks have issues with their hair, like breakage?
No, I'm saying, but when you're in Sally's, the longer your hair, the better chances you have of getting a dude, because you can't do nothing about your face, but God gives you the ability to work on your hair.
Right.
So get something to make your hair grow while you in Sally's. Forget all that dye, you know, forget all that whoopie woo. When you take that weave off from them itch attacks that you get, you need to at least be able to see that you're working with something up under the hair that you ain't proud of.
That might be the funniest thing he ever said. He said itch attacks.
So Corey.
What?
So what's the craziest? What's the number one turn off of men? And I'm sure all this is going to be in your book. What's the number one turn off of men? Some things you see with weave and all that kind of stuff. What turns you off, Corey?
Well, I'll say this about weaves. Girls who, it's that whole thing. Weaves have to be kept up. Some girls just feel like because the hair is on top, us men have gotten smarter when we realize, like, how can I put it? You remember that movie Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Yeah.
if your hair is combed over the back of your neck, that let me know under there is a mess.
So where can everybody pick up your book, Corey? And what's the name of your book?
You can go on iTunes, and if you don't find it on iTunes, you can meet me over there at the Waffle House on Virginia, right next to the hotel that don't let you check in unless you got a credit card.
And what's the name of your book, Corey?
Tending to the Underachiever.
Yeah, that's going to fly off the shelves. Congratulations in advance.
It is going to fly off the shelves. There's a lot of underachievers out there that want to know how they can...
end up being the main chick.
Yeah, that's your job, to work your way to the main chick. Ebony, have you ever been the main chick?
Ask your daddy.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.